Hello, everyone, and welcome to TWATECH Radio. I'll be your host today, Lord Drakenblut. Here to talk to you a little bit today about an alternative torrent client called TorrentFlux. Now, I'm sure a lot of you have torrent clients out there you already like, enjoy, and so on. But this is an alternative. It's a PHP-based torrent client, which you run on a server, which gives you the advantage of being able to access it from anywhere in the world, as long as your server is accessible from anywhere in the world. Update, administer, you can even download the files via HTTP transfer. Now, there is a caveat I found with the HTTP transfer, and it does not seem to like doing large files well. Anything over 600 megabytes seems to be a little iffy as to whether it'll download or not correctly. Another thing is, you'll find that if the files you download are in a come in a folder, say you're downloading a pack torrent of all of Hack 5 episodes, they're in a folder. Well, if you try to download the folder, it'll want to put it in an archive of some nature. Kind of annoying. You can go into that and download each individually, but I found the easier thing to do would be to just simply install Samba on your system and go to it from your network, transfer the files as if it were a network drive, since it is. I will put links into the show notes to a nice little how-to, but I'll go over the basic ideas of what you have to do. You'll have to grab TorrentFlux, available from torrentflux.com, or I have recently come across an alternative called TorrentFlux-B4RT, and that can be found at tf-b4rt.berlioz.de/features.html. Or you could also simply go to tinyurl.com/ycp6um. Take you directly there. You'll have to unpack the files on either one and move them over into in Dapper Drake at least, your /var/www/tf folder. You'll also need to create a MySQL database for TorrentFlux to use. Pretty straightforward also. You'll also need to create a folder for where the torrents can download. I would recommend going into /home, do mkdir, create a shared folder, then chmod the shared folder to 777, and in share, inside of shared, you could also make a torrent, a folder called torrent, and you'd also want to chmod that. Pretty easy so far. Now, the one setting when you get this all done and up and going is in the admin setting, there's a path, and that path describes where you will save the folders, and until you modify that string, you will not be able to finish download. You will not be able to do any downloads. And if you use the version I recommended, it would be at /home/shared/torrent. Easy enough. Now, to get to it, TorrentFlux from another system, all you simply need to do is http://, the IP address of the machine you've installed it on, /tf. Now, I don't know about TorrentFlux-B4RT, but if you just, put it in the /var/www/tf, you should just have to go to, IP address /tf. Well, everyone, thank you for your time. All right, everyone. Well, I'm Lord Drakenblut, reminding you, meddle not in the ways of dragons. Thou art crunching and taste good with ketchup.
Lay down your bum, smoke it up and cough. Watch me rush the cops with a bandana and a Molotov.
streets. The ones we got are old-fashioned and greedy. Revolution in the streets. Solutions is what we seek. Collusion with the righteous ones. It's an illusion that we won't need a gun. We'll use anything we can find to fight this. We're on a mission to right this. On a path of righteousness. You're underground unless you're free. You'll never be down until you be political. See, words trapped in time. Every syllable written to oppose capitalism and its line. Meritocracy is a joke to me. But equality for women, people of color, and the children of poverty. Watch me, watch me, watch me. It's not a revolution, oh. Watch me, down your bum, smoking up in the car. Watch me, burst the cops with a bang and a Molotov. Bring a corrupt system to its knees. Watch me make the capitalists beg and plead. Watch me fuck this whole system up. Are you gonna be down with me or what?